It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Thanks for joining Lincoln County Connections every Thursday at 9. We talk about news events. We talk to people like Carolyn Bauman this morning. She's the director of our Economic Development Alliance. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Carolyn, before we get started, I did want to throw out a few news tidbits here from Lincoln County. And one of them was we had a household hazardous waste collection event on Saturday. And I wanted everyone to know if they did miss that event, there are times at which you can dispose of your household hazardous waste regularly throughout the year. Those are items like antifreeze, oil, car batteries, household batteries, and fluorescent lights. These types of things need more care when disposing of them. And if you're interested in disposing of them properly, you can call our solid waste district manager, Mark Salings, at 265-4171. There's links on the county website. But if you missed the event, you've got some household hazardous waste, he can talk to you about how to store it properly and other opportunities to dispose of it. So be aware of that. And another event that's coming up next week, I think maybe I emailed you. You were probably already in the know, Carolyn, about our community health assessment presentation at Oregon Coast Community College. It's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at 10 to noon. And I know our health department has been working on this for about a year and a half and kind of an ongoing process, but we're publishing a community health assessment. And that document is going to be mostly available. It's going to be mostly discussion, I think, at the community room at Oregon Coast Community College Wednesday. And we're going to talk about things like that have been majored and documented in Lincoln County, health, chronic diseases, tobacco, prescription, drug use. Also, thinking about our physical environment, where we live, how that affects our health, also education, employment, housing, access to medical care. And I really thought that was a great segue with you, Carolyn, because when we think about economic development, all these things are really part of the livability of a community.
Well, and I'm really glad that the county has such a role and a great interest in health care, because prevention, by doing an assessment, you can prescribe prevention and raise the wellness level. And the more that we can raise just the general wellness in the community, the more affordable healthcare is going to be, and it's going to really tie into the way that healthcare is delivered in the future.
You know, as the Economic Development Alliance, maybe we can give people just an introduction about you. You're the director. And what does the Economic Development Alliance do?
Well, our mission is to both strengthen and diversify the economy. It is a creation and a nonprofit organization that was created by the county back in the 90s with the mission to strengthen and diversify the economy and, you know, retain and create jobs by various means. Strategic planning is one of those means. Mm-hmm. There is a small grant program that boosts our economy that's been very successful. And then we take on projects and we take on partnerships in the community that is furthering a strong economy.
You're listening to Carolyn Bauman. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
When looking for fun for the entire family, head to Game Over Arcade Bar and Grill in Lincoln City with over 100 machines to play, featuring your favorite classic and newer arcade games. Remember Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Space Invaders? They've got those and more. Game Over Arcade Bar and Grill has the new HD games like Buck Hunter, Golden Tee and Driving Games, plus Pinball, Foosball, and Air Hockey, too. Check out the Sports Bar with 9 HD TVs playing your favorites like NFL Sunday Ticket, Oregon Duck and Beaver Games, plus they have the best bar food in town. Burgers, chicken wings, and nachos. Plus, they serve Gallucci's pizza. Find your favorite brews on tap. Come join the fun at Game Over Arcade Bar and Grill. Open Wednesday through Monday, 11 to 2, on Highway 101, just south of Gallucci's in Lincoln City.
I think of myself as a really good parent, but I still make mistakes. I once left my baby in the back seat of the car. She was sleeping, and I just forgot she was there. Thank goodness I remembered before it was too late. Believe me, it really can happen to anyone.
Since 1998, over 550 children have died of heat stroke in vehicles. If you have a baby or a small child, check the back seat before you lock up. This is one mistake no parent wants to make. Where's baby? Look before you lock. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
We're back with Lincoln County Connections. Carolyn Bauman on the program today. She's the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Carolyn, you gave us an overview about what the Economic Development Alliance does, and what are some of the things that are on your radar right now in terms of upcoming events. I know you were talking about NOAA. What's happening there?
Well, August marks the second, it's the anniversary month of when we had that grand opening down on the NOAA dock.
Are we 2 years into that?
It was 2 years, okay. Believe it or not. And before that, it was a 2-year construction period. So it's been a long haul. Our goal has always been to maximize the economic results from the attraction of the NOAA Marine Operations Center. Mm-hmm. And we did quite a series of trainings in government contracting. Mm-hmm. We started doing that back in 2009. The most recent one was sponsored completely by the Small Business Development Center, and that just happened last month. Mm-hmm. So it's been a pretty continuous process with 13 separate events, and over 350 people have now been trained.
Nice.
Now there's 350 attendees. Some people attended more than one workshop because we had beginner, advanced, selling to the government, selling to the state. We had a lot of different types of events, so people attended more than once and got more benefit. Companies sent more than one person quite often, which is very good. Most of them were free. But the result is that we trained over 228 distinct companies with over 350 attendees. So those are the companies that we are now calling and following up on.
You really made a connection with a lot of local businesses about how to be wiser, how to be more agile in working with government entities. But could you give us a little blip here? What's the most critical thing if you think you might have products or services, maybe more services for something like NOAA? What do you need to know, and what are some of those critical points?
On the Yaquina Bay Ocean Observing website, I'll just say yboi.org, mm-hmm. there is a nice checklist of 10 things to check into to become a government contractor. The first one is having a DUNS number and getting on the registry list.
So this is a very formal thing to do.
A complete thing. You have to be qualified by being on this particular
list.
It's
like a paperwork thing.
Whatever. It's not hard to do, but you definitely have to take a few steps minimum just to be able to look at working in that field. The other tip I would give local people, based on what we're finding out in our survey, is that it is easier to do the more smaller jobs that don't require a fancy bidding project. So smaller jobs for smaller amounts of money, and also to consider being a subcontractor rather than a prime contractor. And those are things that local companies have done to be successful.
Is there a typical, bidding amount categories that
There are thresholds, and the formal bid process would be over $25,000 contract.
Gotcha.
And those would be, you'd be a more sophisticated, larger company to be able to take advantage of those. So if you wanted to start by thinking of yourself as a subcontractor, what you'd be doing is searching the database online and finding the prime contractor that fits what you can provide for them.
And had you said there may be opportunities in the future to go through government contract training via the web, possibly?
Yes, yes. And this is something that from our, you know, since 2009, so our 4 or 5 years of training so far, rather than bring a trainer here, have a class, you know, we're going to go into the digital age. And what we're going to do is we have someone who's right now developing modules that will be delivered more or less the form of a webinar where you have the instructor, maybe their headshot with slides, the PowerPoint slides, everything you would get in a classroom, but it would be delivered through a two-hour pieces that are more like bite-sized pieces that the business owner can do whenever they want. Now, I can't announce the date because we're still finishing these modules. So we're aiming for this fall.
Now, you had said that you know, NOAA was one opportunity, but this government contracting, I mean, you can think very broadly about this. I mean, there are other organizations. I mean,
yes,
statewide.
There are. Yes, there are. Just here in Lincoln County, we have over at Hatfield Marine Science Center, we have a NOAA fisheries building. Well, what if their plumbing breaks? I mean, just to, you know, get you thinking about it. What if they need a new roof? They have to go through this government contracting, the CCR or contractor registry system.
So before
certified contractor registry.
Before we take our break, I think you had said yaboooi.org or YBOOI. There's a checklist there.
Yeah, there is a 10 points that you should be checking off to become a government contractor. So it's made very simple and easy to use.
Excellent. Well, we're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She's the director of the Economic Development Alliance. Let's take a break and come back and continue the discussion.
Painting the outside of your home is like giving it a fresh coat of character. Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City invites you to come in and check out all of the colors to sparkle your imagination. Get great results with beautiful, long-lasting protection, easy application, and quick cleanup. Ace helps make the job a lot easier with a wide selection of high-quality Ace Royal paints starting at just $25.99 a gallon. And the newest paint, the highly rated Clark Kensington Paint and Primer in One. Mills Ace Hardware, Lincoln City, two stores.
Guns? No reason to look any further. The Philomath Gun Shop has the largest selection of guns and accessories in stock in the Willamette Valley. Take the short drive to Philomath and browse their huge inventory of guns, ammo, knives, holsters, and more. The Philomath Gun Shop is not only a Class 3 dealer, but a law enforcement dealer as well. Shop at Philomath Gun Shop for short-barreled rifles, silencers, machine guns, pistols, shotguns, and targets. Over 2,000 new and used guns in stock, including Smith & Wesson, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and Ruger, and many other finely tuned quality firearms. Bring in your gun collection and get a free estimate and personal attention from owners Wes and Joanne. The Philomath Gun Shop, 1120 Main Street in Philomath, a member of the National Firearms Dealer Network. Stop in or shop online at gunsforsale.net, 541-929-2298.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Today we're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She's the she's the director of the Economic Development Alliance. Carolyn, one of those great things the Economic Development Alliance does is these community and economic development grants, great little grant opportunities about once a year. And to date, over probably $1 million has gone back into the community.
It's probably between a million and 1.5, and it's probably getting up towards 1.5. I'd have to look it up, but it's been a wonderful grant program that the county, through the Board of Commissioners, really has provided. We appreciate that so much.
It's such a neat thing to see every year because, you know, these dollars can be critical. To talk about it, though, I mean, what's the purpose of it?
Well, the purpose, the name and the purpose is community and economic development. And so what's happened over the years is that community projects that have a capital project and they're finding it hard to, you know, raise all the money for it, it could be a capital project like a new roof or painting on some sort of a public building in throughout the county, even in the hinterlands. So the community of Harlan has taken advantage of it. The borderline where Blodgett and Logston come together, there's a dispersed population. They have a food bank, and they needed work done. So they were able to take advantage of it. Everything from that to much more economic projects where the city, the municipality, perhaps OSU or the port districts will get some seed money or some money for smaller capital projects that they're working on, even the health district.
And you were saying that we're really talking about saving the date. Those grant opportunities aren't available right now, but we publicize them, and there's a application process. And you're thinking probably looking towards maybe October, maybe when the next round of applications will be accepted?
We're expecting this to be opening up for applications in October. So I don't want people to maybe go online and apply right now.
Yes.
The application is being, it goes through a revision every year. So there's some minor revisions that are always going on. And they're having now, there's a little bit more emphasis on the economic development because that is so much harder to fund than community development. So projects that take into account job creation, job retention, infrastructure for commerce, basic infrastructure, and things like workforce development, things that develop the workforce, those are going to be some of the things that they're looking for a focus.
Typically, max amount awarded is around 10,000, isn't it?
The maximum you can apply for is 15.
Is 15.
However, the most typical grants would range from 5 up to 12. I'm just saying that's the most typical.
What we see.
And that stretches the money the farthest.
You're here to talk about the qualifications, the process. And there's a lot of information folks could actually look and see the types of grants that were awarded in the past, too, if they're curious. So,
yes, I think it might be on the Lincoln County website, co-Lincoln or U.S. Under Board of Commissioners.
Yeah. And they can certainly contact us, and we could provide them with the information if they wanted to.
Yes, we've got a full, complete list of all of the grants that have been awarded since the beginning.
Very good. So economic development grants, save the dates. Be looking for that probably around October. What else are you up to?
We're always focusing on some of our target industries, Casey. Ocean observing is one that's been very active, and it's one of our newer target industries that we've developed in the last, since Yaquinah Bay Ocean Observing
Great
Initiative.
Great conference
began.
You just had on ocean observing.
Yeah, and we have some results that indicate we need to look farther at the supply chain for small supportive businesses for this industry, supplying the vendors that can supply their needs. We also are looking pretty hard into wave energy infrastructure development right now, which is a long-term process. And wave energy in Lincoln County is the testing of the devices, and I just want to always make that clear because the county has expressed that they would like to be a center for the testing and research on these devices rather than the deployment. So this is something we can immediately get into.
Yeah, I think I was on a boat with you that headed out to look at one of the devices, that Sentinel device out.
Last summer, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's really quite the infrastructure that it takes to deliver a wave energy device and remove a wave energy device. I mean, we're talking a lot of resources.
And that Ocean Sentinel testing system is going out again this summer. Maybe it's already gone out.
Mm-hmm.
It goes out and collects baseline data for a period of weeks, both last summer and this summer. So that's they're still collecting the data, but they are also making preparation for a larger and a grid-connected testing site.
So our future, as we evolve into a hotspot, for lack of a better term, in terms of ocean observing, I mean, really it's research, but it's industry as well?
It is. It is. We're calling our goal making the Newport area a hub for ocean observing in the Pacific Northwest, so making it into a major center. So that does include the fishing industry, collaborative research, and, you know, the type of research at Hatfield that makes it a stronger industry, the mollusk lab, the fisheries research that is such a big part of NOAA. And the hydrographic mapping of the bottom of the seafloor, that helps the fishing industry. So to me, it all ties together very nicely. And then wave energy is a commercial industry, and we would be doing baseline data to help that industry grow.
Yeah. Commissioner Thompson was not present at yesterday's Board of Commissioner meeting. He's out working with a vessel in terms of the fiber optic cables. And
right.
It's funny, I was talking to a coworker about the fact that, you know, the internet, if you want to get from here to England, generally it shoots through the ocean floor and across this, you know.
It's amazing. Oh, it's amazing.
So there are people out there working on this stuff. It's, yeah, it is incredible.
I think they're doing a major maintenance on some fiber optic that's been in the ocean a really long time. Well, is it still buried? I mean, they have to really look at it every so often.
So we got about 60 seconds left, Carolyn. Any last thoughts about things people should be aware of?
Well, I'll just mention some of our other target industries because ocean observing is not the only one. But we also are looking more at food and what I call the seafood industry.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than calling it commercial fishing industry, we're calling it seafood to broaden it into the on-land processors and forest products and tourism.
Yeah. What kind of things are you seeing as far as the tourism component? I know there's different types of training there. Anything in particular coming up?
Yeah, there's going to be a great series of trainings coming up in the North County on customer service, and it's really focusing on our frontline employees that interface with the public and raising their ability and skills and knowledge of the attractions of the county. And the whole idea is to have the tourist want to stay here longer.
Absolutely.
And build loyalty by having a good experience.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today. How can we get in touch with you?
Well, we have coastbusiness.info. We still have the same website that we've been using for quite a few years now that has all of our information there.
Coastbusiness.info. That's how you can reach Carolyn Bauman. Thanks for being on the program, and thank you for listening to Lincoln County Connections. See you next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.